Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here this week. And we have such a wonderful, interesting show today. For those of you who are new to Realty Universal Radio, the first half of our show is typically about real estate, for agents, brokers, buyers, sellers. Second half is spiritual, self-help, motivational, community issues. This week we're going to do something a little bit different because we have a wonderful, wonderful, well-known guest who's able to stay on through the show, and there's so much to go over, so we're going to literally do the first half and second all on real estate internet marketing and how it applies to any business. So Tom Antion, who's I have the privilege of knowing since about 1997, he's here to talk to us today about selling our products and services on the internet. He's not giving us a book report. He literally knows. He's the real deal. He's been doing this for years and years and years. Tom's an internationally acclaimed expert in internet marketing for small businesses. He's a full-time professional speaker as well. Was been featured on major news medias worldwide, including the Canadian Broadcast Network, Australian Broadcast Network, Associated Press, Tokyo Today, and hundreds of radio, television, print outlets across the United States. He's also been involved with National Speakers Association for years, was president of the Capital Association. He's consistently making large sums of money on the internet, literally. He's got students in his mentor program who are e-millionaires making, many are making as much as $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, or $20,000 a month. I can go on and on and on. He's got the largest internet magazine in over 100,000 subscribers in 80 countries. When we get through, you'll be very interested to hear more and more about this. Tom actually trains his students. He has an internet marketing retreat center where you live and work with Tom for 4 days, learning all the ins and outs of pulling in big bucks on the internet. He's also, and this is wonderful, a founder of the only facility of its kind called the Internet Marketing Training Center. It's in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and it's independent, licensed internet marketing training school. It's one of the only one in the country. You're getting the real deal. It's certified by the state. And so, of course, you can tell I'm really excited to have Tom on. So without any more ado, I'm going to welcome Tom Antion.
Hey, Natalie, how are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm just so thrilled, Tom. You're always so, so swamped that to get you for an hour is like a total nugget, you know? We've got to have you on the whole thing.
I'll tell you what, people better get sharp pencils out there because I am going to lay it on you for an hour. But I did want to ask you, how's the weather?
I'm in Hawaii and the weather's fine, but it's muggy. And you're in Virginia Beach right
now.
Yeah,
it's beautiful here today too. So we've got a good line between us. We have a really long string connecting us, and I'm talking into this tin can
and funny?
Ready to roll.
Hey, what do you think about the ham radios? The ham radios are a new thing now that we.
Oh yeah, that's new. That's a new.
They've been around. They're a new. The reason they're a new thing is they've been around forever and ever and ever. And I just found out last week that if all our cell phones go out and we have a terrorist attack, we can still communicate through ham radio.
Ham radio. In fact, October 4th was CB, National CB Day, or 10-4, good buddy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was. It was National CB Day, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, Tom, that's, like, really too funny. I can't. Mm-hmm. When you said about we've got the wire connecting us, it just started making me thinking of all that, and you know. And I wonder if they can do that with CBs like ham radios. I don't know, but it's amazing. Yeah, oh, gosh, I got in high school, they were doing that, tricking me with a CB one day and telling me to say that my handle was something I shouldn't have said. I had no idea. Everybody kept calling in. Oh, my God.
What
yeah,
was
CB.
It?
And I, oh, my God, it was terrible. And
you're not telling us.
They said to say Eager Beaver. I was only in eighth grade. I know that's, like, really stupid that you think I would have figured it out, but I didn't figure it out. I was like, oh, my God, I was so embarrassed. I was really embarrassed.
Eager Beaver.
But anyhow, so you
well,
are
let's
such
tell
a
them
pro.
How. I'll tell you what. Whoever's listening to this show, if you're a grandparent, if you are a parent and you want – your kids to have a better chance to succeed in life. I mean, there isn't much security anymore. You got to listen to this stuff. I'm going to really tell them
exactly.
All kinds of different ways that you really legitimately can make money on the internet. And I emphasize, Natalie, the word legitimate, because there it is also a field that is just full of scammers, and they all help each other out, and they make up stuff, and they make up sales figures, and they out and out lie, and they have no scruples. So, yeah, that will give you a sour taste.
Well, you know, when you mentioned that topic, I know you've got, what is it, White Wing Entertainment is in the production of producing a documentary about your
That's
life.
Right.
Called The American Entrepreneur. Okay, so, which, congratulations, by the way, that's
thank
awesome.
You.
And
I thought you had to be dead before they did that, but I guess not.
Yeah, usually you don't get, like, you know, congratulations. Well, when you say that, like, they, you know, they're listening, they want to beware, especially with the internet marketing and parents and children, and you see kids, teenagers sometimes going out and creating and making a lot of money, so it can be done at any age. What are some things that they should look for these scammers? Because scammers don't always look like scammers. They look like
yeah, that's for sure. Well, one of the things, is outrageous claims. I mean, anybody that tells you that you can make an extreme amount of money in a very short period of time with no work, it should be obvious. But people get wrapped up in, and I'll tell you, the one thing these scammers are good at is copywriting. They're really
okay.
good at writing the words and making videos that make you think that a piece of dog poop is the best dog poop in the world, and you got to have this dog poop, and that's really what it is dog poop. And so you got to watch out for outrageous claims.
Okay.
So, you know, I became a multimillionaire 4 years after doing this. However, I worked my butt off those 4 years. I studied. I got training from people. I worked it day and night. I'm a fanatic, you know, so
right.
It didn't happen overnight. But it can, but it's not like, you know, it's just like any other business. It takes enormous amounts of work. So outrageous claims is the first thing. Second thing is income claims. There's two ways that people can lie about their income. One is just out and out photoshopping fake results of their bank statements and their.
Oh, I've seen that before, where they show
yeah.
you their checks, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that is one way. But the other way, Natalie, is actually more insidious. They might show you real sales figures. They might say, "Oh, we sold $200,000 in 2 weeks in this new super duper product." And they did. What they failed to tell you is that they spent $250,000 in advertising, pay-per-click, and they actually lost
yeah.
$50,000, but they're going to make that up on you because you don't know any better when they sell you this bill of goods. See? So you got to be very careful with income claims and outrageous statements. And then as you get knowledgeable, you start seeing the patterns of the people that are just selling the same stuff over and over again with different names. But in the beginning, it's tough because you don't know who to trust. So you got to beware.
That, Yeah, but that's another thing, though. You don't want people to shut down and never go, oh, forget, I'm never going to do internet marketing because, because that happens too, you know, where people, it's a toughie. It really, you know, well, anyone listening now, and we have a lot of people that are archive listeners too. So if you want to call in, the call-in number is 347-945-5428, 347-945-5428. If you're listening later, which most of our listeners do, Tom Antion will be giving his contact information several times through this hour, through the show. Tom has and he's not on here trying to sell you. That's one thing, right? We're really giving information, everything. But he literally has the tools where people can sign up, learn how to do this. You could learn on a small scale or on a large scale. He has it where it can be done online. You can get bits and pieces. I mean, the amount of content you have, Tom, is, and speaking. well, you're a pro at speaking. I mean, my God, you watch. I've seen Tom speak at events, and all of a sudden he looks like the Pied Piper, you know, and everybody's following him. And somebody well-known said that about you, by the way, and I agreed with him a while. This was like years ago, because you're so good, but you're the real deal. And so I'm just saying that and putting that out there because you really do have, I think, a lot of information, too, that if somebody is a little afraid and wants to get their toes in the water but not ready to jump in, you have everything from reading and learning the articles, learning the information, what to look for, all the way up to an internet marketing school where people can physically come in and do classroom training. So
yeah,
I just wanted to mention that.
That's one reason that I started the school, because there's no scrutiny in this whole industry. I mean, other than the Federal Trade Commission, who could barely see past their nose when, you know, every day 5,000 new supposed rich internet marketers appear on the scene. So I started the school because I knew that I would be under heavy scrutiny. Financially, I had to be very well heeled financially to get the license to the school. I have to be bonded to and put up a big amount of money for student refunds. You know, so all of these scammers are never going to go through that kind of scrutiny. And I'm licensed, and every year I have to recertify, and they come in, and any mistakes I made is a $1,000 fine per mistake.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow, I had no idea.
So that is what I did to try to, because no matter how good you are, you're surrounded by all these ripoffs. So you just have to be very, very careful who you're dealing with. And you can't hardly even look at reviews, because many of the people generate enormous numbers of false positives about themselves. Yeah, they
just
fake testimonials, and they get other people. They pay them to do testimonials, and
that's
it's just it's a crazy. So anyway, the warning has been put forth, but that doesn't mean that if you learn how to do these legitimate techniques, you can't make more money than you ever dreamed, either promoting your own product and service, or, and it's not necessarily or, it's and or, promoting a lot of other things that you might not even care about just for the cash flow. For instance, I have golf sites.
If you believe in it? Okay. Okay.
What's that?
No, I mean, as long as you believe in it, right? You promote
anything.
Okay.
I'll promote anything that's ethical and moral if there's a demand for it. I mean, I don't have to like it, and my example is golf. I have golf sites. And I don't play golf. I hate golf. I wouldn't stand on the golf course if the Swedish bikini team was holding my laptop for me out there. And there was internet connection. But people are crazy about golf. So why not, if I have the skill to build a golf site, take the money? You know, there's no reason. And another really cool thing, Natalie, is I've been really excellent at making my hobbies tax deductible. Because a lot of people have a hobby, and it costs them a fortune, but they get no tax write-off for it.
Sure.
So for instance, I'm a tennis nut. You know that. You play some tennis,
it.
Too. So I said, you know, all these rackets are $200, and you got to have a PhD to pick the strings, and they're $30, and I got a ball machine, and all this stuff, and lessons. So I started this, and I'm a pretty big guy. I have the dubious distinction of being the largest person ever to produce and star in a tennis training video. All right, I started a site called fatsotennis.com.
Oh.
And it's awesome. All for big people that love tennis, how to beat younger, faster, and in better shape people by using the geometry of the court and hitting shots that they hate and all this stuff. So that makes my tennis stuff legitimately tax deductible because I've got a website selling a tennis video. So, you know, and I'm not giving accounting or legal advice, but, I mean, any accountant I've ever asked, they, yep, sure, you know, absolutely. You've got a business based around tennis there.
Well, you make it so easy, and like even for real estate agents and brokers, when they do their real estate internet marketing, you have to be able to bring prospects in, you have to get them into a funnel, you have to have a contact, you know, way to follow up and touch base.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if you don't have that connection, and this goes for any type of business out there on the internet, you're going to lose the people, right? You're going to lose many, many prospects. So where does somebody, like, well, how did you get into it? Because you were in your speaking industry, and you were at, I know, so how did you actually just kind of slide into that with years and years of
Well, I actually am celebrating my 20th anniversary of selling on the internet. I started just when the commercial internet started in 1994.
Okay.
And prior to that, I mean, I was selling products and services, but it was hard enough in those days to sell them across the street, let alone
right.
around the world. So when I saw the internet coming along, I said, you mean I can sell stuff from my desktop in another country or in another state? And the answer was yes. So I said, I'm going to learn this stuff. So I just studied day and night, everything you could get my hands on. And I actually made my fortune selling public speaking videos. And most people are not like us, Nellie. We're weirdos. We like public speaking. But most people hate public speaking. So it was a hard sell, but that's where I made my fortune, was selling public speaking videos. But
and you
learned,
were doing it before. Oh, God. I'm, go ahead.
Yeah, I was selling them before, but it was, you know, you had to be face-to-face.
I mean, before you had the majority of people on the internet. You were even doing teleseminars before most people were doing any of that.
Oh, yeah. I was doing everything around 1994. I had the longest-running public speaking blog. Blogs started around 2004. I have the longest-running public speaking speaker shop on the internet, so I've got a lot of firsts because I was there doing it during all this time. But anyway, I was selling stuff that was hard to sell because most people hated it. A lot of the people selling stuff today on internet marketing, that's all they're selling, is how to get rich on the internet, and they're driving broken down Pintos and living,
right.
You know, can't pay their rents. But I got rich selling public speaking videos, and I had good teachers. I had Corey Rudel was my first teacher.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah, and he died in a tragic racing accident, but he was like the 28-year-old grandfather of internet marketing. Brilliant guy, so he was my first teacher, and as soon as I got good training, I started making money. Because first 2 years, Natalie, I didn't make a nickel. I was just studying, trying everything on the sun. Then I got good training from Corey, and I started making money immediately. Till, you know, but it was maybe $50 in a week, and then it was $100, then it was $500, then it was $1,000, and then we regularly have $30,000 months, and sometimes $60,000 months now. So, weeks. So
right.
Yeah. So this is the real thing, but for the real estate people, you need to understand how to bring in leads. Now, if real estate is mostly local, however, I want to make people think, just like follow your lead, that if you can think globally, do your business locally, but think globally, you'll
right.
make way more money. That's what really universal is thinking globally.
Exactly. Right.
Because you can sell only so many houses in your right around you. But
exactly.
You can sell information and knowledge all around the world to anybody that speaks English and, you know, translate it to Spanish, and there's some more you can sell. So
exactly. And with the internet, it makes it so easy to just bring everybody together.
Exactly. So
network.
All the people listening, I want you to learn local marketing, and that means putting what we call geographic qualifiers on everything you do. So you know, Natalie isn't just a realtor in Hawaii. You would have pages in your site with the different cities and
right.
in Hawaii and the different neighborhoods in Hawaii and things like that that cut out the rest of the realtors in the world other than in that geographic location. See? So it makes it a lot easier.
Make it local. So even like, say, we're in Maryland also, we're in Hawaii, and then we have affiliates in 50 states, you would actually tell somebody just keep their information local, right, for their community.
I would go further than just using the word Maryland. I would, you know, there's all the major areas in Maryland that you service. I would have sections of your site.
Okay.
And, yes, it's a lot of work, but I did some of this work 10 years ago, Natalie, and it's still working for me today.
So that's actually in the – so that's pretty much you call it geographic qualifiers.
Mm-hmm.
Because
are the
SEOs picking up the links of these different – they're seeing the cities and they're picking it up and it's narrowing it down more because people are usually typing in –
Exactly. See, if somebody is searching for Lanham, Maryland realtor,
okay. And
the search engine sees that, they're not going to give them a realtor in Toledo, Ohio, right?
Right.
They're
going to
just cut out all of the other people on earth except those that are, you know, in Lanham, Maryland. So, I mean, it's a little more complicated than that, but not much.
Well, I have a question. For agents mm-hmm. and brokers that end up using IDX, which is Internet Data Exchange, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can
What it is is like the
multiple listing service. So say you're in Hawaii, we're in Hawaii, and we belong to three MLS systems here.
Mm-hmm.
But Internet Data Exchange means that like my brokerage and other brokerages will share information. So if you're a buyer or, you know, and you're looking on our site, you can go to our portion of it where it's the IDX, and you can see all the listings with everybody in the, you know, the other brokers, our listings, et cetera. So that's done, though, through a feed through the local MLS. But I don't think that's going to do what you're talking about with geographic qualifying. So I'm wondering if that would make sense to have the IDX, like, form on the site, but then with what you're saying, it almost sounds like you would need to have little links, right, actual hyperlinks that actually the cities?
You would have pages in your site. See, people don't always come into your homepage, Natalie. They're
going to
Google and the other search engines are going to show the page that best fits what that person was searching for. So if you had a page on your site or a section of your site about Lanham, Maryland, if that person is searching for a realtor in Lanham, Maryland, they're going to – Google and the other search engines are going to take them directly to that section of your site and bypass the homepage.
And that makes so much sense, and the IDX wouldn't do it. The IDX is not going to help you in the search
engine. This is totally different concept from what I understand because
– Yeah.
See, I want you to get the lead on the site that you control.
Right, right.
Then that's going to be the most money for you. You know, so
now,
if you find a lead and split fees with other people all over the earth, great, good for you. But I want you to be in control of the lead.
But that text, so that should be a text link? Should it actually be a text link? Is there a type of link that's going to bring?
These are pages. These are pages on your site.
No, I understand that. I understand that. So here's the page. There, you've got a page,
mm-hmm.
and then you're going to talk about Lanham, Maryland, for example, okay?
That's
or Hawaii. Okay, so you've got a page, and say it's Lanham, Maryland, and you're going to have the different towns, or well, Lanham's a city town, you know, but you're
mm-hmm.
going to have that. But how is it, when you look at that page and you're a consumer, what does it look like? Is it going to be just text? Texas?
It's
going to
be information about Lanham, Maryland. It's going to be information about Natalie Mullinex.
Okay,
and
so it's not, you know, I know years ago the hyperlink little thing, like they would say Texas words are better than if you have like graphics or something. I don't know. Is there a difference
in
that?
Well, you're going to embed Lanham, Maryland in graphics now. See, if you just have some pitiful looking text links, you're not going to compete in the marketplace just from the look. You'll look like old and pitiful. So yes, you can have a graphically oriented site, not overboard, with these keywords. What we're talking about is keywords. Lanham, Maryland is a keyword phrase. And it's embedded in your title tags and in your graphics and in the text of the site. And they're going to read about you. They're going to read about the area, maybe some area demographics, and then call to action, how to get a hold of you. That's what we want, direct to go, do not pass go. Do not go to anybody else but Natalie. That's what we want.
So that's how you're – I see what you're doing. Okay. Because that's really good. So you're narrowing it down and chunking it down much more locally, not just globally.
Yes.
But
global. Well,
yeah,
the global
so somebody
part
right now
is different.
If what?
Well, the global part of what I said is different. That is what I want you to do locally. But to bring in cash flow, see, I know a lot of people that sell real estate love real estate. Great. That's beautiful. But they also like money coming in. And so,
right.
And it's been tough for a lot of people that don't know, you know, aren't the cream of the crop to make it in real estate. So I want people in whatever field they're in to be able to bring money in from other avenues, either related or unrelated. Once you bother to learn the internet stuff, you know, you can sell your knowledge of selling real estate by having a real estate course that you sell around the world, like an online course, and make a couple hundred bucks every time somebody buys it.
Right, right, exactly.
Clear and profit because you're selling electronics.
Exactly, we do that with products. So somebody that's listening right now, and then you've always bragged about, hey, I'm not really technical, which you've mentioned it so much. So somebody's not technical, and I remember in the late 90s, people were using FrontPage and Dreamweaver and things like that. But now WordPress has gotten so much publicity. What do you think about it?
Do you remember back when VHS and beta tapes were coming out on the market? And you're not old enough.
Unfortunately, but yeah, okay.
Well, most people said in the know said that beta was actually a higher quality entity for taping, but VHS won the war. They won the marketing war, so beta disappeared. It's the same way with WordPress. There's other things out there, Drupal and other, you know, kinds of CRM systems, but WordPress won the war. I mean, there's like hundreds and thousands, and there's probably a couple hundred million WordPress installations.
Yeah.
You can wake up a kid
SEO,
from...
But for SEO, it's probably good to go, right? If somebody doesn't know what they're doing right now, would you recommend WordPress?
Oh, well, the search engines love it, and there's plugins.
Okay.
Plugins are like things like accessories on a car. So you can get a plug-in that makes your search engine optimization much easier. You just fill in a few things, and that takes care of your search engine optimization. You still have to get incoming links and things like that. But for running and operating a website with virtually no money, in fact, if you wanted to see something that would make most people out there sick, my school site, imtcva.org, Internet Marketing Training Center,
va.org.
I have less than $100 in it, and it rivals the University of Phoenix.
You're kidding.
A world-class website. Less than $100. I'm not kidding.
Let me step you through. That's amazing. So let me step you through that, because for people that don't have any idea about this at all, would that be WordPress.org or WordPress.com?
No, neither, really. It's WordPress. So you don't want to go to WordPress.com, where you can start a blog in 2 seconds, because they don't allow anything commercial. It can only be for other non-commercial family stuff, or, you know.
Good to know.
So every hosting service for websites in the world will give you a copy of WordPress for free.
Is it .org, or it's just a copy?
It's not a .org. It's just you go to HostGator or Bluehost or GoDaddy, and you use WordPress software on their hosting service, and they give it to you, install it for nothing.
For free,
And then you pick a theme. A theme is like if WordPress was the engine to your car, a theme is the paint job on your car. What does
it
look like?
Do you pay for a theme pretty much and get really, or do you just pick a free theme?
There's free themes and paid themes. The reason we like paid themes is because they're supported. Because when WordPress updates, free themes frequently aren't supported, and they'll go bad on you, and there's nobody to help you. But we're only talking $60 to $100. That's where the cost was in my site, in picking a theme.
You're kidding.
The rest of it, in probably a half-hour tutoring session, I could have anybody on this line putting their own pictures on the site, putting their own content on, and all of that.
Even learning how to embed the graphics, like the title, for the keywords and all that stuff, really?
Yep, because you put the plug-in in, and then you just fill in three lines of text, and that's it. You know, it's automated all this stuff, and so a regular mortal can operate their website for nothing. And this is one of the things that I attribute to my success, Natalie. I probably have $2 million worth of websites, but I have less than $1,000 in the last 20 years in website creation.
that's like impossible, it seems like. It's impossible because the web people want to keep you in the dark.
The same thing, that site that I just told you that I have less than $100 in would be $15,000 to $20,000 if you went to a professional firm.
We did programming in the Philippines for years and paid a lot. Not cheaper than if we had full-time programmers here, but the full-time programmers there still added up. And now we have to redo everything because it's all archaic programming, you know?
And we don't even use programming anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, we never did because there's so much off-the-shelf stuff.
You just put
a plug-in in, and boom, it does what you want to do. Put a calendar on, boom.
I'm gonna go right in now. If you're you want it for people to contact you and find everything, should they go? I see greatinternetmarketing.com/retreatcenter.
Just go to greatinternetmarketingtraining.com. And that's my mentor program, but that gets you in contact with me, and I have so many resources. I like this WordPress. I have a $97 course that teaches you everything you need to know, and it saves you thousands and thousands of dollars on web design. And you know what's worse than the web design, Natalie, and I know you know this, is waiting for people that are rotten business people.
We still, because I don't have time to do it, delegate out. And we got ripped off like a year and a half ago for like a lot of $10,000 because a company was doing, and they, you know, 2.5 months later, we had to say and forget it. And
exactly.
It wasn't a good situation at all. And now, but even now when you're having other people doing things, we still have people that we're paying because we can't just all, you know, when you're running businesses, you can't do everything. But it's amazing what you're able to do with what you're saying in so quickly. Now, also Antion.com is another one of your websites. I just want to put that out there because it's easy for someone to remember Antion.com, A-N-T-I-O-N.
And put /blog on there because we're just opening a new blog section, and there's an article right there is the top 15 mistakes people make on their websites. So that would
be a
perfect place for them to start. And also there's a really cool viral marketing technique on the page that they will learn. And then tomorrow I'm going to reveal how I did it. So it's a good place to start and see.
And in there, can they sign up for your newsletters too so
yeah,
they can get
they
on
can
the list?
Yeah, they can sign up to get on the list. And I don't spam you to death. But my policy is I'm not going to send an email out unless I have something to say. Too many people just send them 2-3 times a day with drivel. So I don't have time for that, and I don't have a reputation for that I want to.
No,
really,
you're fantastic. So we've got this person. They're listening in, and they're gonna do. Would you? Okay, so to back it up a little bit, we've used Vireo. Vireo for hosting private servers for years. I mean, because of what we're doing, we always need the bigger, larger private servers. And now
I have a site there. Yeah.
Yeah, we've switched with another company that's because some of the people were there before are manning it now, and then we also have HostGator. For example, like on HostGator, or when you go to sign up for domain names, because I've been doing it from a different way with the businesses all these years, which we spent fortunes, really, but, you know, it is what it is, right? But when people go and they say they get a domain name on GoDaddy or one of these other sites, and they offer you that capability, you're saying you recommend that to go ahead or would you recommend they just
which
go and get their
capability?
Own? The capability to have a website right away, like when they you like
no,
they go
don't
down
take
and
that.
Sign
that's
up.
For dummies. That's for like clueless people, and they're just trying to suck you in to get you
to don't
host
do that.
There.
But
no.
then go to WordPress. I mean, then go
yeah,
to WordPress.
Yeah, they have WordPress at GoDaddy. Every place has WordPress. You
so just
can't
go
find
on their site, sign up a name, but then go to WordPress. Don't do that
$5
website.
No, right at there, you contact support and say, listen, I want to install a WordPress blog. And they'll say,
okay,
great. Boom, there it is.
Okay, so you're asking for a WordPress blog, because I've heard just for the layperson that there's WordPress.com, WordPress.org, one does
skip
it, one
both
has
of them.
Plug-in.
You don't have to deal with either of them. You're going to go to a hosting service, and
okay.
they're going to give you the WordPress software and probably install it for you.
Okay, so you don't have to just do it that way. Okay, so you want to make
yep.
sure you're doing that step. And then what about what Fantastico or something, I think, is
offered? Yeah, Fantastico is a way to easily install the blog. But like I said, at GoDaddy, chances are they'll probably just do it for you. They'll just
okay.
give it to you. Yeah, so you probably don't have to fool with that now.
So automatically with this WordPress, you're going to be covering SEO, which is probably, you know, people need to learn
well,
how to
do
that.
Well, you get a plug-in.
Okay.
You get a plug-in called the All-in-One SEO Pack.
Okay.
And then there's another one called Yoast. I think it's Y-E-O-S-T. But either one of them are just fine, and it makes it easy for you to do this SEO on your site.
That's fantastic. So then,
mm-hmm.
and then they also have a content management system?
That's what WordPress is. Yeah, so it's already that. Now,
okay.
it's not going to be something like, remember, ACT, you know, that's going to keep track of who you called and when you're supposed to call them back and that kind of stuff. That's not the kind of CRM this is. This is just a website version. This isn't where you're calling people by phone and making notes to yourself. That's not what
It really sounds wonderful, though, because they're actually able to get a when I say content management system, they're able to say, want to add pages, add things that
yep.
you before would have had to have a web programmer do that. I'm going to stop for a second. I think we have a caller who has a question. I just want
mm-hmm.
to go ahead and can. Hi, you're on the air. Would you like to ask a question? Just tell us your name. I think they just hung up. Oops, I didn't want to embarrass them. Sometimes people want to go in.
Oh.
No, come on back on. We won't do that to you. You can call back in and listen in. So, yeah,
okay.
Some people just want to listen. We need a little hand there where we can tell, you know. But so go ahead. So, okay, so they're going to go in and they're going to this saves all the steps, all the monies, and that's one of the things WordPress has done for people
mm-hmm.
out there is covers so much. Wow.
And they're developing, like I said, WordPress won the marketing war. So developers are developing plugins like crazy for thousands of them a day to make the site do all kinds of stuff with either a free or a very cheap plugin. For instance, you can have a membership site for like $97. You can have a
wow.
full-blown membership site for $97. And so now you got $200 in the site where you couldn't even talk to a web designer for $500, you know, and get anything for thousands, you know. So
they all charge you so much money. I mean,
mm-hmm.
so much money. And it's just like so if somebody said I'm going to pay somebody, say, $1,000 for a site, but they're telling me it's going to be the HTML or it's going to be PHP open source or whatever.
Absolutely not.
Don't do it. No WordPress.
No, because what they're doing is they're trying to make it too difficult for you to actually operate it
okay.
so that you have to come back and pay them a monthly maintenance for nothing. I just consulted with a place. They spent $42,000 on their website and $1,500 a month for absolutely nothing. The site was nothing more than a WordPress site with a couple plugins that and I guarantee you they didn't have more than $100 in the site, the actual developers. And then $1,500 a month for what? I mean,
so what
you know.
If they, what if you don't have the time to do it and you say to the guys that say, I can do this site for $1,000, and they say, well, you know, but it's not in WordPress. And I want it in WordPress. What would you charge me to get all the pages and do everything for me? The labor part, right? Because
here's the flaw in that thinking.
Okay.
I am as busy as anybody on this earth. Two television shows, two documentaries, a full blast
mental
program.
We're so blessed to have you today. Got it, yeah.
And everybody claims they're too busy. Well, here's the flaw in that thinking. By the time you locate a reputable firm, pay them a fortune, explain to them what you want, when they don't do it right, go through revision after revision, you could
right.
have spent an afternoon learning how to do it, get a little bit of tutoring, and been done for like 100 times less money. So don't tell me you're too busy to do this. You know?
No, I agree with you totally because I'm just – now I'm going to take it to a different level just the questions because a lot of people – and I wish that caller would – I feel badly. I went in and somebody wants to hang up. They're shy. Well, whatever. Mm-hmm. Some people don't want to talk on the phone. Say you need database programming, okay? Now, that would be something that you would have to hire someone to do some of the coding for databases,
right?
That's right.
You would have that added on to your site.
Okay.
And you'd still operate the rest of your site, and then you would demand that that database programming was had a shell to it that you could operate yourself after the
program. So you're going to tell them we need a content management system. We need to be able to operate ourselves so that when we've hired you when and you have them sign a work-for-hire agreement so they don't come back and say that
that's
theirs.
That's right.
And then when they say, so it's kind of like accessories. You're going and you're buying your clothes, your suits, your dress, your outfits, you're getting accessories. So you're looking at it like you're going to be, you're having the WordPress would be the site. You can do the database separately. And still make sure that you have full control over it. Do you recommend they actually do the work so you can see it online instead of working locally on their computer?
Yes, you always want to review what they're doing. But let me ask you, what kind of database you're talking about? Because if it's just email.
For us, it would be database. It would be real estate. Real estate databases because, for example, they have the RETS feed and the IDX feed and populating different searches. Yeah, so it's definitely where you would need database programming.
Okay, well, here's let me tell you what the warning on doing that, Natalie.
Okay.
I had somebody very similar to that. I think it might have been real estate, but it's been a few years. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. Came to me. They charged her $4,500. They drug her out for 6 months. People here duplicated what they did in 15 minutes for nothing, for free.
Are you kidding me?
Because what they did is they went to a webmaster script site. There's places like TuCows, T-U-C-O-W-S. And they took an off-the-shelf script. They probably played video games for 6 months, holding on to this lady's $4,500.
Terrible.
Finished it off. Gave it to us. It still needed some tweaking, but we duplicated it in less than a half
an
hour, put it that way.
That's amazing.
For free.
No, it's scary. It's scary. No, it's really scary. I mean, there's different, you know, people have to, that's something I think WordPress, because, you know, I got into this in the 90s as well, and it's just amazing the amount of monies that we ended up spending years and years and years, because you didn't have the plugins, you didn't have a WordPress, you didn't have the software in a box, you know, type of thing.
Yep.
So, well, let me, because we're running, we've got about 20 minutes left, and I want to ask you, you also have a fantastic shopping cart you use called kickstartcart.com.
Right.
Kickstartcart.com. Now, can that cart work seamlessly with WordPress, or do you have to have something else?
The answer is yes. It'll work seamlessly with anything because of the nature of the cart. See, the cart runs on its own server, so you don't have to install it on any one of your websites. It links from your products back to your website or back to the cart, and it has forms that somebody can put their email address in, and it'll go to the cart and store it for you so that you can broadcast to those people or have autoresponders. So automatically if they buy something or sign up for a freebie, they get a series of emails automatically. So it's a shopping cart system.
Too.
Yeah, and I
it
have
does everything.
I probably have 70 different websites going through only one cart. And if you're on one website, you have no idea I have all these other websites. So,
but the thing is, for somebody doing, because I've been checking into, because we're changing a lot of our stuff to WordPress, and I can never get back the thousands and thousands of dollars. And I'm kind of from the old school, so I'm still paying a fair amount of money for the servers, but we have people monitoring, so I like that, you know, that we have the 24/7 support and not have to pay for that. So But we're really looking at the WordPress, and I was wondering, so some of these guys say, oh, no, you have to have a plugin. There's a thing called WooCommerce, and I was looking it up, and it's not very good, and it's really taken off.
Yeah, that would be ridiculous for you to get something.
Well, it's
like
not
that,
taken.
Yeah.
I think it's taken off because of what you said half an
people
hour ago.
People don't know any better, you know.
Exactly. They so they go in. Well, look at Zillow, and I don't want to get sued. You know, being in real estate, mm-hmm. for the real estate agents and brokers that listen to this call, the show, the public's thinking, I got to be on Zillow. I got to be on Zillow. The statistics are horrible. It's a mess. They're not valid statistics. The things are skewed. I mean, it's a big mess. But they had plenty of money to throw out there to market, you know?
Yeah, we see this a lot in that, you know, people do a public offering, they get a whole bunch of cash infusion,
right.
And they market to people that don't know any better. You know, so that's why you got to have somebody that knows what they're doing. And it's not going to be a geek. Let me tell you that, first of all.
Why?
If a geek was so good at making money, why would they be working for you?
That's true.
So when the geek tells you, oh, yeah, you got to use Drupal because Drupal does this and that, well, I'll bet you they'd trade bank accounts with me.
Because they never made
any money. They're geeks. They're technical nerds, and they never made any money. You got to deal with people that know how to make money, but I'm still telling you, keep your costs low. And that's
right.
What I specialize in is low-cost, high returns.
Now, do you recommend on the websites, do you recommend people using Google Ad sites and putting those ads on there to receive monies that way, or is that like a thing of the past?
Well, that doesn't make sense for most people trying to make their main income, because you're going to be sending people to your competitors where you get 20 cents and they get a big contract.
Right.
So I do it on sites that I don't care about, like the golf sites. I don't care.
Right.
You know, so any money that comes in is, I don't want to talk golf with anybody. I just, if they click on a link, I get a commission. But on your own sites, that doesn't make sense, because you're clicking out for 10, 15 cents or 20 cents and sending somebody to
your competitor. That makes total sense. No, mm-hmm. not to do it. You're right, because I guess so. The way for people that aren't familiar with it, that Google AdSense works, is say you're in real estate. If you put it on your real estate site, it's going to pull ads that are related to real estate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And other, so you're right. What Tom's saying is you're going to be throwing them over to your competitors, and it doesn't make sense for just a very small piece of the pie when you really want to be able to have that client or customer. You have so much information. That's why it's just I knew this time would fly by, and I want to also ask a couple more things. I want to give your website, the TommyAntion.com. I know your name is not always the best one.
Antion.com.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? I do a Google. I think that's what it is. I Google a lot. So the Antion.com and then the Internet Marketing.
IMTCVA.org.
So we got IMTCVA.org.
Mm-hmm.
And then Yeah. And greatinternetmarketing.com.
Greatinternetmarketingtraining.com.
And I've also got, if I just go in and put greatinternetmarketing.com, they're going to at least
Yeah, I have a site there too, but that was my old training site where Great Internet Marketing Training, they can watch a video about my joint venture program. They can download a learning brochure that has examples of lots of sites and revenue streams.
Fantastic.
Like, we have 9 different revenue streams we pull in, so it gives you examples of all them.
If they go to, because I just want them to remember and be able to go and then get on your list so they can get all your information.
Yeah, go to antion.com/blog. That's the best place.
Because you're amazing. I mean, what you do is just amazing. So I'm going to, no, really, because I've known you for years and you're the real deal, and it's just a nice. I'm going to give your number out in Virginia, too, for the
mm-hmm.
retreat center, which is 757-431-1366, 757-431-1366. We only have about 10 more minutes left. I want to ask you, you have a method of creating the one-page sales letters that
mm-hmm.
are very lucrative, because that's another thing out there where you could Google one-page sale letters and you have to have, and you're going to get so many websites or so many programs, or buy this program for $2,000 or go into, there's different sites and different membership sites that offer it. So elaborate on what you recommend on this.
Well, first of all, a one-page website is never going to get free traffic from Google. You're always going to have to drive traffic to it. basically, it's just a sales letter. And Google hates just one-page websites because they don't look substantial, and Google wants substantial sites. So you're going to have to drive traffic either by, like, a radio show like yours, by paid advertising like Facebook or Google AdWords. But anyway, or you might have a TV show, or you might have a newsletter. So that it's a it's basically a sales letter, which brings me to the, my number two thing. Actually, they're concurrently important, but the, what I claim that has made me my fortune is what we call copywriting. This is not like protecting your work with the Library of Congress. This is writing words that get people to give you money. I have a site called copywriting901.com, which teaches people how to do this. And this has made me over $20 million. And, you know, this is high profit stuff. I know real estate, you know, if you did $80 million in sales, you know, you got a
portion of it. It's
not that
much. That's sales. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but this is 90-some percent profit. So copywriting is what it is. So basically you're making a simple page that doesn't have navigation on it with a headline and testimonials and all the things that are in a sales letter, and you're driving traffic to it. So
wait, how
we call it buyer
dot.
What's that?
Oh, go ahead. But how do you make the page if, like, you're a novice and you're starting this WordPress site? How do you make this the one page?
Well, when you're in WordPress, well, first of all, it does not have to be the home page. I have plenty of – I have the page that's made me the most money in my whole career is just a page on another site that nobody knows about unless I tell you.
Okay.
So all you do is you go in WordPress and you go pages, add new, and you'll add a new page. And you, if you don't tell anybody it's there, nobody will know about it. And then it always has an address at the top. And so when you – send people, you send them directly to that sales page. They don't even know the rest of the, much about the rest of the site. They're just going directly to the sales page. So you can do it that way, or you can start an entire site by itself. But basically, if you just did a site by itself, you'd install WordPress, and then you'd add a page, and you'd say, make this page the home page. I mean, it's that easy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you just actually have to install an extra WordPress to do for the one page. Okay.
If you were going to do it on a site by itself. But
many times
I'm just doing it on a page in another site somewhere.
Okay. Wow. This is just so much information. I mean, it's just you've got here, you have a simple three-prong attack on internet marketing. And you basically are saying you just care about teaching people where to click to make money, and to teach your students the exact techniques that you've used to pull in $75,000 to $220,000 in a month from your home office. This is amazing. So you really take the nuggets, you know it like the back of your hand.
People get confused because there is so much stuff. So there's the three prongs. Is there's only three things you're doing.
Okay.
You're working on your website, prong one, and or you're putting, you know, e-commerce like the shopping cart on it. Prong two is your database of email people or text people. And prong three is product development. So no matter what you do, it's in one of those three. For instance, everybody is, you know, going crazy for years now on social media, right? Well, guys like me, here's what we think about social media. Big, enormous waste of time, right? Unless you get people off social media onto to a site that you control and get them on their email list. Because people just burn enormous amount of time fooling with the social media and never make any money off of it because, you know, look what Facebook did to us. Facebook played the whole world by getting you to kill yourself to get fans and likes. And now, if you don't pay, nobody sees anything you put up there. I mean,
less than
5% people see it unless you pay. See, so you want to get people off social media onto something that you control because Facebook can change the rules anytime they want, and you're screwed. So get them off of there onto an email list. So, but that's in prong two of database. So everything you do falls in one of those three prongs.
Wow. It's so hard to know who to trust with this industry. It really is, because it's so easy to make it seem inundating, because you're working on the site, you're doing the database product development, and all of it takes time.
Well, my bottom line is, if you don't get in a hurry and you take time to learn things and learn them correctly, it will be worth it more than anything you ever did in your business life, because you can reach around the world from your desktop at a very low cost and sell your products
amazing.
And services. But
that's
if
amazing.
You want to get rich quick, God help you. You know, you'll just go down the tubes like almost everybody that refuses to learn. That's the bottom line.
Wow. So your technique, you're really having them focus on their main business, because that's their
mm-hmm.
bring the money to themselves and
first.
Stop putting it out there and giving it to everyone else. You actually tie in affiliate programs, so people learn how to network and with their other people that can bring them money, and they can bring them money back and
that's
forth.
That's right. That's called
wow.
joint venturing and affiliate stuff. So it's okay if you already have somebody in your database and you recommend some non-competitive product to your own that they're going to buy, and you get a commission. In fact, this is how I legitimately say, and this is going to sound like hocus pocus, Natalie, but you've been around me. You know that this is not.
Oh, you're awesome.
I couldn't stop the money coming into my checking account if I tried. Couldn't stop it.
From all that
and
you've done.
The reason is because I recommend other services, and I get paid as long as you stay in that service. So if I recommend a service to you once, Natalie, and you keep buying it every month, I keep getting paid every month, and I only recommend it to you once. So if I just quit everything today, fired everybody, and just sat here and watched tennis all day, I'd probably bring $300,000 to $400,000 a year in just doing nothing, just because of these things.
All the work
and so they are real, but you have to learn how to do it.
I'm just jumping through a couple things that you so, and then in addition to somebody doing their own business, that you actually, I know you have wedding and eulogy sites.
Yeah,
that
that's
bring
what.
In
once you learn how to use these techniques, and
how?
You know, for your own business, there's no reason once you did all that learning that you couldn't sell this and that. Like I have eulogy books that brings in $40,000 a year. Wedding books bring in $70,000 a year.
I bet with that was spending every. Wow,
yeah,
I bet.
These are e-books, so the money goes in the checking account automatically. They download it, and I just sit here and get an email that says you just made money, and it sounds hocus pocus, but it's you know basic e-book. It's a digital product. E-books are going crazy now, and I was selling e-books when it wasn't cool back in 2001. I was selling e-books.
Right.
But this is all doable. Everybody out there has knowledge in their head. If they get it in a saleable format, people will buy it. They will give you money for what you know. But you have to go through these steps to make it easy for them to do it.
And you teach all of it, what to price
yeah,
things,
yeah,
what to charge.
Yeah.
What to, it's like you take the learning curve completely away and make it so easy. And I think it's just like you mentioned before about people having the fear of speaking, and they
mm-hmm.
won't do it. But then once they get over the fear, they're like, wow, that wasn't as hard as I thought
that
it was.
That wasn't that
right?
bad,
you know,
right,
think,
yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I think you do with the internet marketing is get people to see that, hey, this is easy. You know, it's just not so inundating and
it's
intimidating,
easy if somebody
shall I say.
Holds your hand, put it that way. It's
yeah,
easy
right.
if somebody holds your hand. If you got to try to figure it out on your own, yes, you will get buried. And I can't do it all by myself. You know, that's why I keep young people around, because if I want something done on my smartphone
–
I can't figure it out. I give it to the girl sitting in there, and then comes back and it's done. You know, so
I know. I totally
you know,
get
so
it.
You
I totally get it.
You
no.
can't do it all yourself, but you can do it. That's the bottom line.
Wow, you are amazing, amazing. So the sites used to cost you. These sites can still be so cheap. I can't. I'm just shocked.
Well, WordPress is free, and a theme is no more than $100. And also, I forgot to tell them about Fiverr. Do you know about Fiverr?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell them.
Yeah, Fiverr is a place that it's F-I-V-E-R-R, Fiverr.com. It's a place where there's thousands and thousands of people telling you what they're willing to do for you for $5. And you can get custom graphics. I got world-class voiceover work with 25-year-old radio veterans for $5.
Wow. What did you like, Elance? Have you still use? We use Elance some.
I don't even bother with. Well, I don't hardly bother with Elance much anymore. But Fiverr is great for all kinds of stuff. I mean, there's funny stuff there, but there's people will fix your blog for you. They'll install it. They'll put custom graphics on it. They'll wash your dishes for. I don't know.
That's amazing.
But,
oh my gosh.
$5.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, you are. It has been wonderful. Thank you so much for taking so much time.
I'm just getting warmed up, Natalie.
I know, that's why I'm so busy. We have to have you back when you're in between your schedules or something. And I want to see you when I'm on the East Coast, you and Kay.
Well,
I always ask
because
you guys are so busy.
Heading to California for 2 speaking engagements and working on my TV show in a couple weeks. So I'll be closer
not
there.
I'm going
to
be in Irvine in the first week of November, but you're going, I think, the end of October,
I'll
huh?
be back home by that time, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Well, tell us one last shouting point, and we're going to head off here. We've got about 40 seconds, and we're going to tell everybody bye.
This skill is probably the best thing you can do for your business, or if you get your children involved. We had kids 8 years old writing books and selling them on the Internet. So
that's oh, my God, it's amazing.
If you want to give your kids the heads up on something that they make their own way, this would be it.
God, Tom, thank you so much. And I hope to see you sometime soon. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a